A proposed law could restrict foreign missionaries in Russia. Christians are caught in the literal crossfire over Gaza, and spiritual warfare is on the increase in Peru. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Revolutions in the Ukraine and the Republic of Georgia are the reasons behind a proposed law in Russia targeting foreign political action organizations. But it also is affecting foreign missionaries, says Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba.
It means that many of those missionaries that live in Russia and have a foreign affiliation, they will need to renew their visas and they will need to prove that the funds they receive from abroad are used strictly for religious purposes.
The second reading of the bill has been delayed until December 16th. While it's not an attack on evangelical missions work, Rahuba says,
we have already some illustrations for that, that the Orthodox Church that has this very close relationship with the government can simply take an advantage of this law and seriously restrict and limit the evangelical movement in Russia.
Elsewhere, a crackdown on lawlessness is coming to bring stability to Gaza. Tom Doyle is with E3 Partners, formerly Evangelcube. Doyle says with Hamas fighting the Palestinian Authority and the Islamic Jihad, it's a free-for-all. Their team was caught in a firefight during a recent visit to the region.
As we were looking at the new church, a gunfight broke out, and it was Hamas versus Palestinian Authority, and bullets were bouncing off the building, and it was pretty difficult there for about 30 minutes. But for the Palestinians, that's just an average day in Gaza.
Doyle says in spite of the constant trouble, their church partner has had an active outreach since 2001. They're now seeing some fruit.
The church is just spreading good work all around this really devastated area. So we've just been blessed to work with them, come alongside, help feed the refugees in the camps, and then share the gospel. And we've seen some breakthroughs in the camps where Muslims are coming to Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sometimes going to camp is one of the best ways to reach out to AIDS orphans. That's true for Buckner Orphan Care's Jeff Jones. He's in Kenya this week following their ongoing mission to share the hope that comes from Christ. He goes on to explain that ministry goes deep.
One of the ways is to try to offer them the opportunity to be in a Christian family. In that area, adoption, both domestically and internationally, is not a really big opportunity for these children. And so one of the next best things for them is to experience a Christian family in what we would deem foster care.
Jones says they're strategizing on being a deeper part of the kids' lives.
We are trying to increase our scope in the foster care program in Nairobi and in Kenya in general. Right now we have close to 40 children in foster care near Nairobi, and we plan to expand that in the northwest region of Kenya.
Meanwhile, giving to the poor in 2005 is up. 18 to 21-year-olds believe they can influence poverty, and churches aren't helping the poor. Those are some of the results of a poll conducted for Compassion International by the Barner Research Group. The survey indicates nearly 50% of churchgoers in the U.S. haven't heard a sermon on poverty in the past year. Compassion believes it's time for churches to put their faith in action and serve the poor. In doing so, it gives them opportunities to share the gospel. And spiritual warfare has become a major issue as the Southern Baptist International Mission Board reaches Peruvians with the gospel. The IMB says some of their missionary families have experienced a variety of personal struggles. Volunteers have had to leave the mountains and jungles early because of sickness. Some have been run out of villages. Despite that, two churches have started and hundreds of people in the area are hearing the gospel. Pray for protection. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.